Foreign visitors inspect a 3D model of Jackson Hole and use the public restrooms at the Home Ranch Welcome Center. It sits on the main highway to Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks, and this is where the Jackson Hole Chamber of Commerce has set up a temporary table to help tourists locked out of the national parks by the government shutdown.
On the bright side, the prices in town have been going down.
That's Mary Walker. She's a visitor services agent for the chamber. Since the shutdown started Tuesday, she's been on the front lines.
My first customer, very first one at 9 a.m. that morning, was a Frenchman in probably his later 70s. He was asking questions about getting to Yellowstone, and I told him he couldn't go, and he almost broke down in tears, and he said this was his lifelong dream.
She tried to console him.
I felt pretty horrible. I wanted to reach around and hug him, actually. You know, and I grabbed his hand a couple times, and just all I could say was, I'm sorry.
Even though it's been tough, Walker says she's glad to be working, especially considering that her partner, who works for the federal government, is among the hundreds of federal workers furloughed in western Wyoming.
He wants to get back to work, but he can't.
The other chamber employee at the temporary visitor station is Justin Walters. He's been trying to give an upbeat message to visitors, sending them to areas that are still open, where they can see wildlife and great fall scenery.
There's a lot to do outside of the parks that, you know, we've been trying to open people's eyes to.
But the picture isn't entirely rosy. Like his coworker, Walter's girlfriend has lost work due to the shutdown. She works for a private wildlife tour company that has already canceled trips to Yellowstone and Grand Teton. Walters also worries that the shutdown is creating bitter memories, especially for foreign visitors.
We rely very heavily on those, that visitor source coming in from other countries to see this area and to spend money in Jackson. And when they leave this area a little upset, you know, then you may not have that repeat business.
Indeed, frustrated French and German tourists gather in the parking lot outside the Greater Yellowstone Visitor Center, closed due to the shutdown.
National park are closed. Why?
That's German visitor Franz Rank. He and his wife Ingrid were hoping to see as many national parks as possible before their three-month tourism visa runs out. On this day, it's just the kind of gorgeous fall weather they've been waiting for to visit Yellowstone. Rank is commiserating with French tourist Sylvie Lefebvre.
We want to go in Olympic Park in Washington State. If it's closed, oh my God, oh, I'm very not happy.
If national parks in the U.S. remain closed, the Ranks plan to head to Mexico. Lefebvre and her husband plan to go to Canada, where the parks are open. Back at the temporary visitor table, Walker is helping more disappointed tourists.
But it's just like a road. You cannot stop there somewhere.
No, wow. Not allowed to stop.
All right.
I don't know what to tell you to do. I mean, we can be hopeful that you know, a budget will be passed, but it's anyone's guess.
This is not the first disappointing news for Alexei Alimik and Yevgeny Marchenka. Originally from Russia and Ukraine, they now live in Delaware. They flew to Las Vegas and rented a car to tour national parks. They made it to Grand Canyon, Zion, and Bryce before the shutdown. But when they got to Arches...
We just got there at night, and they kicked us out in the morning and said, you cannot stop there. We just asked them like for 5 minutes to do the pictures. They said, no, you have to leave right now.
Walker, meanwhile, remains hopeful that the stalemate will end sooner than later. As a private citizen, she's already called both local and Washington, D.C. offices for Wyoming's entire congressional delegation. And she's urging her friends to do the same. Her message to Congress, she says, is to put the sake of the country ahead of partisan politics.
We're all Americans, and this is impacting the lives of real people.
For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.